Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Warwickshire, a podcast talking about all things Warwickshire and the people who make a difference here.
In this episode of Let's Talk Warwickshire, we'll be looking at a report on Warwickshire's Fire and Rescue Service. The inspection has been carried out by the Chief Inspector of Fire and Rescue Services and follows up an inspection to one in 2021, which was carried out remotely, and charts progress against some of the areas which were identified in that inspection. There has been some negative media coverage, with headlines picking out the need to improve protecting the public through fire regulation, a headline of high-risk buildings not being inspected, and the need for staff to be more productive. I'm joined by the Chief Fire Officer, Ben Brooke. Hello, Ben.
Yeah, good morning, Gail.
What's your reaction to the report?
Well, as a service, we welcome the report. We are really open to feedback from the inspectorate, but not just from the inspectorate. There are other sources of feedback that we appreciate as well, from the people we serve in Warwickshire and from the people who work in Warwickshire Fire and Rescue Service itself. And we are absolutely committed to doing the best we possibly can for the people of Warwickshire. In the report, we know and we recognise that more improvement is needed, but we have really robust plans in place and we've made some really significant steps forward as a service since our last inspection.
One of the main points raised said that high-risk residential buildings in the county still haven't been inspected.
The report mentions both high-risk residential high-rise buildings, you should say, like blocks of flats, student accommodation, but it also covers some high-risk residential premises. So I'll mention them both briefly, if that's okay. So firstly, just to say that all residential high-rise building in Warwickshire have been visited by both fire crews and by specialist fire safety officers. We did have 15 high-rise residential blocks in Warwickshire. Over the last 12 months, we've been working with the owners and actually five of those blocks are no longer in use. They've now been demolished. So we only have 10 high-rise residential blocks in Warwickshire. And just to confirm, they've been visited by both firefighters and our specialist fire safety officers.
The report also mentions more needs to be done around fire safety regulation to protect people in the county. What does that mean?
Well, we've been working incredibly hard to improve in this area. One of our challenges in this area has been the recruitment and development of our fire safety officers. Ever since the Grenfell fire tragedy, there's been a real need in the sector for competent fire safety officers. So it's been really difficult to recruit, attract and train competent fire safety officers in this time. It takes about 2 years to train a fire safety officer and you just can't fast track that training. You have to make sure your people have the right skills. So what we've been doing is working really hard to train our people. We've actually trained frontline firefighters and fire officers on fire engines to deliver fire safety now as well. And this training will provide us with the capacity we need to make sure that we are delivering our services to the community in relation to our protection activity.
So you said that it is difficult to recruit and takes time to fast track and train people up to do fire safety audits, but actually you've done four times more than you have in the past to business premises and to residential blocks across Warwickshire.
We have, Gail, and it's incredible on the backdrop of that because we've got 33,000 properties in Warwickshire that fall under the legislation of a fire and rescue service. It's a huge amount of properties that we have to look after. And what we've done is we've divided those up into high risk, medium risk and low risk. In the high risk category, we have just over 800 properties that we make sure that we audit on a schedule every 3 years. And so far this year, our brilliant protection teams have visited over 300 of those 800 high-risk properties, which is an increase on last year's inspections of 378%, or four times more as you've described, which is absolutely outstanding and shows the improvement we're trying to make in this area.
And picking up on a couple of other points in the report, it says staff are not being productive enough and there is insufficient IT to keep firefighters fully informed. Are you worried about that?
Our people have all they need to deliver the interventions in Warwickshire to keep people safe. We are, however, looking at how we can enable our people to be more productive, and that is mainly through ensuring we have the right people in the right place with the right skills at the right time, and we've got a specialist company working with us at the moment to make sure we're doing that. but also making sure our ICT systems enable our people to be as efficient and effective as possible. So reducing things like double entry of data and elements like that that will enable them to be productive. I just want to say as well, that we have brilliant people who work tirelessly behind the scenes as well. So not our frontline firefighters who are brilliant, but we have people as well who work tirelessly behind the scenes, and they need to be supported to be as productive and effective as they can be as well.
I guess when people hear there's concern around things like IT systems, they may be worried that will impact firefighters being able to go out and fight a fire. Is that the case?
No, that's not the case. So our firefighters are given all the risk information they need when they turn out to emergency incidents and to fulfil their activities on a day-to-day basis. This is about being more efficient and effective.
The headlines in this report make for quite worrying reading, but I've had a look in depth at this. There have been many improvements since 2021, and it seems as though you were on the way to improving before then.
I think that's exactly right. We've been working incredibly hard for a number of years from 2021 and before that to make sure we were improving to meet the needs of our communities. And some examples that are in that report is every single section talks about improvement.
And one of the things you have been praised for is the culture at Warwickshire Fire and Rescue Service. Now, this is something that organisations find quite difficult, don't they?
Yeah, I joined Warwickshire Fire and Rescue Service 3 years ago. When I joined here, it felt like a really, really good place to work. But that's been confirmed now through the inspection report, but also a cultural review. And that cultural review has shown us that we've got a good culture here in Warwickshire where people, whatever their background, when they come to work in Warwickshire Fire and Rescue Service, feel like they're valued and they feel like they belong.
For those of us living in Warwickshire, can we be confident that the fire service is supporting us in terms of, you know, should the worst happen?
Warwickshire Fire and Rescue Service is committed to providing the best possible services to the communities of Warwickshire. We have brilliant, dedicated people working incredibly hard to keep the people of Warwickshire safe through prevention, protection and response activities. When you call 999 in an emergency, we will be there to help.
Ben Brook, Chief Fire Officer for Warwickshire Fire and Rescue Service, thank you very much for joining us on Let's Talk Warwickshire.
Thanks very much, Gail.